The Middle Way. Buddhist texts tell us that upon realizing emptiness, the illusion of inherent existence weakens. But this is unlikely after a single brief realization. If you have not attained one-pointed concentration, that is to say, calm abiding of the mind, you cannot use mere understanding of emptiness to uproot the illusion of inherent existence. Rather, you need to engage in analysis again and again. Through concentrated meditation, your mind will become strong, deep, stable, and capable of one-pointed concentration on emptiness. This will gradually work to diminish grosser levels of the misperception of reality. This is the reason why Buddhist sutras, as well as the three lower tantras, all say that calm abiding is a prerequisite for special insight, or, in another way, that concentrated meditation is a prerequisite for wisdom. The stabilizing meditation used in calm abiding and the analytical meditation used in special insight are not differentiated by the objects of meditation. Both could have either emptiness or conventional phenomena as their focus. The difference is that observing emptiness from within a state of calm abiding requires physical and mental suppleness induced through stabilizing meditation on emptiness. Whereas special insight, observing emptiness, additionally involves physical and mental suppleness induced by analytical meditation with respect to emptiness. That degree of suppleness can only be gained after attaining the easier level of suppleness produced by stabilizing meditation. Therefore, you need to achieve calm abiding before special insight. Although calm abiding could be achieved through taking emptiness as its object, this is only for practitioners who have already understood emptiness. Usually, however, practitioners first achieve one-pointed meditation and then gain the view of emptiness through reasoned analysis. All Buddhist schools agree that the analytical reasoning process, which leads to an inference, this being a conceptual realization, derives from basic, shared, direct perception. As an example, let us consider this reasoning. A plant does not inherently exist because of being a dependent arising. You begin by reflecting on the fact that a plant is a dependent arising because its production depends on certain causes and conditions such as a seed, soil, sunlight, and water. But eventually, the reasoning process must be supported by direct perception, or it cannot stand. We can see with our eyes that plants change. They grow, mature, and finally dry up. In this sense, inference is blind, since it must eventually rely on direct perception. Inference depends on reasoning, which in turn rests on basic, shared, indisputable experience through direct perception. Knowable objects can be divided into the obvious, the slightly obscure, and the very obscure. In order to understand a very obscure topic, it is necessary to rely on scripture. But even for this type of inference, it is not sufficient just to cite one scripture as validation for another. Rather, you must analyze whether there are any internal contradictions among scriptures on that topic. You must also analyze whether there is any contradiction between what the scripture says about that topic and what is evident in direct perception. Beyond that, you must analyze whether there is any contradiction between what the scripture says about that topic and what can be understood through basic inference derived by reasoning. So, even in these very obscure cases based on scripture, analysis is needed.